You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
And welcome to a Friday edition of the Gym Class here in KGYM as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes joining me in just a couple of moments. Buttons on the other side of the glass here today. Good show coming up for you. Barry Abrams will join us. We're going to preview the Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby, which will go off at Churchill Downs, its usual first Saturday in May spot. We'll talk about that coming up with Barry in just a little bit. We'll take a look back at last night's first round of the National Football League draft, a look ahead at tonight's rounds 2 and 3. You can catch them at 6 o'clock this evening right here on KGYM on 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM. 107.5 FM tonight at 6:30. It'll be Minnesota Twins baseball. That'll come your way this evening with a 7:10 first pitch for the Twins game. You got Zach on the golf course doing very well. We'll talk about that. And the Iowa women's soccer team, the engine that could. Can they do another one and pull off a stunner? We'll talk about that on the program here today. 319-366-1600, the text line available to you. That is our phone line as well at 319-366-1600. You want to weigh in with your opinions on the topics of the day here today. Coming your way on 1600 AM and 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, your KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. And I think everyone just maybe a little bit tired today. We'll see after the first round of the NFL draft. It's not a national holiday as of yet, but perhaps it should be. It is for football fanatics out there. Good afternoon, Mark. How you doing?
Good afternoon, guys. Good afternoon, everyone. And, yeah, it was a long night, about 4 hours worth in the first round, and a lot of interesting stories developed there. And just a ton of stories going on. You mentioned Barry Abrams joining us and the Iowa women's soccer team in progress in an NCAA tournament, Big Ten men's golf going on. Iowa baseball with a big series at Indiana, and more college basketball news just because it's Friday.
It's a day that ends in Y, so why not? As far as college basketball news is concerned, is definitely. Well, let's start off with that. This just coming out just a little bit ago, Mark, as a matter of fact. Another recommitment, if you will, going out there. And this one is a former Cyclone. He has found his third school that he will play his college basketball for, and that is Rashear Bolton. Started off at Penn State, left Penn State, went to play for Iowa State and Steve Prohme, went into the transfer portal after Steve Prohme left Iowa State, and now has found his home, new home, his third home, if you will. And this one's a big one. This is going to get national attention, starting to get a national attention as well.
It is indeed, because the landing spot for Bolton is Gonzaga. And we know what that program has done in recent years, and just this past year, nearly an undefeated season. But Bolton has been very productive in his three collegiate seasons. You mentioned Penn State 1 year, 2 years at Iowa State. A very good offensive player, terrific free throw shooter. Man, what an opportunity for him. And we'll see how he slots in with Jalen Suggs gone and a couple others. So great opportunity for him.
It is a great opportunity, and he is going to get an opportunity. And he, with the guys you talked about, the firepower from the perimeter and taking the ball to the basket. I mean, Gonzaga is a drive and kick team, or take it just to the 10 type of team. We know that. That is right up Rashear Bolton's alley. And I think a very good landing spot as far as this individual is concerned. And boy, you talk about having the spotlight right on you, though. That is definitely going to be the case for Bolton as he starts the third leg of his career, this time out in Spokane, Washington, with the Bulldogs of Gonzaga.
Yeah, I'm not sure he projected that highly to a program like Gonzaga, but Mark Few obviously felt differently. Again, Bolton has been extremely productive in his three seasons on the college basketball scene, and I would expect nothing less at Gonzaga.
No doubt. No doubt. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. You'd like to weigh in, Iowa State fans, et cetera, et cetera. As we will talk about the NFL coming up here in just a little bit, as the first round last night, rounds two and three coming up this evening. Also in basketball news coming out yesterday after the show, a familiar name and face back in Iowa City. Austin Ash from Cedar Rapids played his high school basketball at Mount Vernon. And fan favorite, if you will, I think, as far as the Hawkeye basketball team is concerned. Did enter the transfer portal, but he is coming back to Iowa City.
Yeah, on the surface, it was somewhat surprising because Ash was going to search around for maybe a smaller Division I program that he could see more playing time, of which he has not seen at Iowa. But this move told me two things. Number one, Fran McCaffrey decided to award a kid who has worked his tail off in practice and has been, by all accounts, a great teammate, good locker room guy, although he has not been much of a contributor. The second thing it tells me that Fran, at this point, is comfortable with what he has. Ash is the 13th scholarship player on this squad right now, and as I look down the lineup, you know, if he had brought in another shooting guard, for example, where in the rotation would that player be? I mean, you've got so many guys going to vie for playing time next year, and why not reward a guy like Ash, who has given everything to the Iowa basketball team? And, of course, we know Jordan Bohannon coming back, and two guys that went through their senior day are coming back.
Very true. Very true. Yeah, Ash gets a scholarship, and, you know, I think it's just, like you said, a reward for everything he's put in as far as the Hawkeye basketball team is concerned. And it's a one-year deal, and, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think it, unless something very odd is thrown at the door of the Iowa men's basketball team, that's going to be a big, big help. I think this is an indication that Fran has put the bow on the package as far as Iowa basketball going into 21-22. You know, things can change, obviously, still. But getting Bohannon back was big, and getting the big 6'11 player out of North Dakota also very, very big. And, yeah, I think that's going to be – this is going to be your roster, I think, for the start of camp as far as Iowa men's basketball is concerned.
Yeah, again, that's 13 scholarships, and I think Fran should feel, you know, okay, fairly comfortable with what he has to choose from. He's going to have a ton of options. Of course, no Luka Garza. And, of course, this doesn't include Joe Wieskamp, who we have not gotten official word on. You know, what if Wieskamp decides to come back? Then what happens? Somebody's going to have to end up being a walk-on. I don't anticipate that happening, but it's not official yet.
No, not official as of yet. 319-366-1600, Barry Abrams in about 15 minutes to talk about the Kentucky Derby as the Run for the Roses will go off tomorrow at Churchill Downs in Louisville, and we'll talk about that with Barry and get his thoughts about the Kentucky Derby on the going off tomorrow. We'll do that here in just a little bit. Let's get to, before we get to the football, let's get to the Valspar down at Innisbrook outside of Tampa. Zach Johnson, big headlines today for the Cedar Rapidian.
Yes, indeed. He had early tee time and responded with four bogeys and 14 pars, a 4-under par 67 that has vaulted him into a tie for fourth and right now two strokes behind the leader, Keegan Bradley. So Zach has put together two very solid rounds of 68, 67. His bugaboo of late has been putting four together. We'll see if he can do that over the weekend.
Yeah, that has been the bugaboo. And it's usually, sometimes it's been a Saturday round. So Zach can come up with a big Saturday round, get by that, get himself to Sunday. Who knows? Who knows? And a great situation, I think, for Zach right here. And like I said, a good start. First 2 days for him. Keegan Bradley right now, 9-under on the course, is your leader. Max Homa and Lucas Glover. Lucas Glover, the former U.S. Open champion, with an appearance on the leaderboard, Mark, after a 65 today. Good for him. Then you've got at 7-under, you've got Charles Schwartzel, Sungjae Im, and Zach, along with Tom Lewis and Jason Kokrak, among others. How's our gentleman Monday qualifier doing?
Michael Vasacki, the mini star hero and YouTube star, is on the course right now. He's completed 7 holes. He's 1-under on the day, +2 for the tournament. The cut right now at -1. Looks like it probably will go to -2. So Vasacki would have to do something special to get into the weekend, but he's already gotten some airtime on the Golf Channel and a lot of followers out there on the course since he only lives about an hour away. So that's really a neat story for him.
Yeah, it is. And boy, it would be great if he can get a couple more birdies, get that thing to even and make the cut. Yeah, Golf Channel would be all over that. CBS, you know, they're going to highlight him anyway because it's such a great story. But you know, Jim Nance and Sir Nick Faldo and the rest of the crew are going to really, really be on that story if he makes the weekend. That would, and cashes a check. That would be very, very impressive for that young man. And I think the world is kind of I know the world is pulling for him.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And other golf news today, the Big Ten Men's Championships being contested in Carmel, Indiana at Crooked Stick. Of course, of which you're familiar, Scott. The Iowa Hawkeyes tied for the first round lead with 11th-ranked Illinois. Both teams at +12, 5 clear of Ohio State and Penn State. Good rounds today for Alex Shockey. He's tied for the individual lead at even par. Garrett Teague at +1, tied for 4th. Mac McClure at +8. The other two players kind of struggled. But Iowa putting together a pretty solid first round. Tied for the lead is not bad.
That's not bad. Not bad at all. Bring it home. Bring it home. And now Iowa in good position right now as far as a regional spot is concerned. I don't think it's going to be a problem to get into the regionals for Coach Stith and the Hawkeyes. So we'll see. And we'll talk golf next Wednesday. It'll be Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming up as Brian Haas will join us, and we'll talk golf next Wednesday. Mark that down on the Gym Class program. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Let's get to it. Last night's first round of the NFL draft, we did not see Aaron Rodgers get moved. Did not think that was going to happen. Probably not going to happen today as well. Not quite the mad Aaron Rodgers rush that we saw yesterday, about 24 hours ago, after he said he was disgruntled in Green Bay and whatnot. Denver did not take a quarterback. Everyone anticipating that as well, that they would, but that was not the case. Your Bears, Mark, seemingly stole the show on the first night of the draft. Everyone in love with what the Bears did, seemingly.
Yeah, the move got great grades across the board. The Bears moving up into the 11th spot from number 20 and selecting Justin Fields, the quarterback from Ohio State. And some regarded him as maybe the second best quarterback in the draft. Others thought he might be fourth, fifth. But the Bears thought enough of him to move up, grab him. And listen, this is a guy that, I didn't go gaga over it, screaming and yelling or anything like that. But I really like the pick. The guy has done nothing but put up numbers and victories at Ohio State. A very mature guy, very solid individual. I don't think he's going to start right off the bat. But this may or may not be the future for the Bears. I liked it. I would not have been upset if the pick had been Slater, the tackle at Northwestern, who went a couple picks later. But very anxious to see how this pans out. And, of course, the top three picks in the draft were quarterbacks, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, and Trey Lance. We can talk a little bit about there. I'm not sure about him, but I mentioned that because it's the subject of our poll question today at kgymradio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. Thanks to Steve Anderson and the group there. Which first-round quarterback will have the best career? Will it be Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trevor Lance, Justin Fields, or Mac Jones, who went to Patriots, stood pat, didn't make a move. Mac Jones fell on their lap, and that's who Bill Belichick took.
Don't you just have a feeling that Bill Belichick's going to fall into another great quarterback? I just have that feeling that Mac Jones is going to be that guy. And who knows, maybe the best quarterback out of this draft has not been taken as of yet. We'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. But, yeah, Fields, I like Fields, no doubt about that. Trey Lance kind of got things. Everyone knew Lawrence was going one. Everyone knew Zach Wilson was going to go number two, whether they liked the pick or not. Then the 49ers go three, and that's when things kind of got a little bit interesting when Trey Lance was taken. And on cue, Mark, speaking of the 49ers, our friend John at Columbus Junction joining us on the Gym Class program. John, happy Friday to you.
Hey, happy Friday to you guys too, man. How's it going?
Not too bad. Are you a Trey Lance fan?
I am not.
Well, there are others that join you.
you know, out of all the quarterbacks, I would have taken any of them except Trey Lance.
Okay.
I mean, I think he's just an overrated Donovan McNabb wannabe.
Hmm.
I don't even think he's going to be on my roster in 4 years.
Okay. Fields would have been your guy?
I believe the best quarterback in this draft is Mac Jones. When the dust settles, it'll be Mac Jones. He'll be the shining, the best one of this class.
Why do I agree with you?
What?
I agree with you, and I don't know why. I'm just Mac Jones, Patriots, it's all kind of coming together. Bill Belichick, the mad scientist, he can craft him the way he would like. Going from Saban to Belichick, just there's something clicking right there, isn't there? You think that too, John?
Well, yeah, I mean, all I've been hearing, you know, Kyle wants Mac Jones. Like, yeah, we're going to go win some Super Bowls. Nope, as soon as they said Trey Lance, I'm like, man, he's going to end up in New England, and they're going to start up that dynasty again with Mac Jones. So anyway, I'm not a happy 49er fan today, man. The coach got punked by the GM, and John Lynch needs to be fired. That's what I got for your program today. I'm saving the good stuff for the 4 o'clock show, guys. Have a good one. Later.
Thanks, John.
Why would you do that, John?
John's gone. 319-366-1600.
Listen, a lot of folks were dogging on Mac Jones, and I never understood it because all you had to do, he had a Joe Burrow type season for Alabama. And, you know, he lacks mobility, but he is super accurate. As I tweeted last night, problem is he's not going to have the quality of receivers in New England as he did at Alabama. I mean, he had superstar wide receivers to throw to last year, but I liked him. I wasn't over the moon with him. And for Trey Lance, I think the book is out on him. He opted out last year. He hasn't played a whole lot at the FCS level. And he's got all the measurables. And perhaps we'll get a better take from Dan Trunk of OurLads.com come Monday.
Yep, Dan's going to join us coming up on Monday. And we will review the entire seven rounds of the NFL draft on the text line out there. First of all, Joel in Muscatine has got the 180-degree opposite take. Trey Lance will win a Super Bowl. Book it. There you go. John saying that Mac Jones is the closest thing I've seen to Peyton Manning. I can't disagree. I cannot disagree with that. Our friend Ralph had a rough night last night as a Raider fan. Afternoon, Scott and Mark. Raiders did it again. Bought my first pack of cigarettes in 5 years after that clown show.
Yeah, I think it was widely regarded as the reach of the first round. And Mike Mayock, you know, is the GM there. He did all kinds of analysis on TV before he landed that job and is really highly regarded. But the Raiders took a tackle on Alex Leatherwood out of Alabama, who was regarded as maybe a second, maybe a third round pick. And the Raiders reached for him. Listen, he might be the next coming. I don't know, but that was the one. A head scratcher for me.
Yeah. A couple of interesting picks, I thought, going through the evening. Number one was Jacksonville. We knew they were going to get Lawrence, but then Jacksonville takes his college teammate, Travis Etienne, the running back out of Clemson, when they had Robinson ready to, you know, what he did last year, the 1,000-yard season. They've got Hyde back there as well, and kind of raised a lot of eyebrows, not only because you take a running back already in that first round, which is taboo now as far as the National Football League is concerned, but then you take, if you're a team with already two pretty proven guys, and you grab a third. Interesting right there. I do. Pittsburgh kind of took some heat for Najee Harris. I think it was a good pick. They need a running back. Connor is not in Pittsburgh anymore, and it has not been the same since Le'Veon Bell left. Thought that was a very interesting pick right there. Some of the other interesting picks down the line. I thought Baltimore going for Rashad Bateman was a, I don't know. A lot of people did not like that pick. I kind of was one of them at 27 for Baltimore. We'll see how it all plays out. But, yeah. And the Packers, after everything that went on yesterday, went out and got a pretty good corner with Eric Stokes out of the University of Georgia. And he's going to be a good one, I think, for them. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk more about the draft coming up in just a little bit. We'll keep you updated on what's happening as far as the Iowa women's soccer team, Big Ten golf as well, and we'll talk about the second and third rounds of the NFL draft, and we expect to see some Iowa flavor to it. But we're going to take a break, come back. Barry Abrams is going to join us, and we're going to talk about the Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby, which comes up tomorrow at Churchill Downs in Louisville. Back with more after this here on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our menu is just as tempting. That's why friends always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. Stop in today with your favorite people. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids. Welcome back home.
Baseball players may not get style points for home runs, but baseball bettors do. New Bet MGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when someone goes yard during a game. Sign up for the Bet MGM app using Hanson100, HANSON100, and if you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Cubs or Reds, you'll get $100 if either team hits a home run. And after the baseball has left the park, there's no reason to leave your seat. Discover BetMGM's innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code Hanson100. Now that's Hanson with an O to win $100 when you bet on the Cubs or Reds and either team hits a home run. Swing for the fences with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older. Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Reimagine your outdoor living space with Alexander Lumber and Trex. Choose the enduring beauty and durability of Trex composite decking, engineered to eliminate time-consuming maintenance while offering superior scratch, fade, and stain resistance. You'll spend way less time taking care of your deck and a whole lot more time enjoying it. The experts at Alexander Lumber can't wait to help you create the deck of your dreams. Stop and see them at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
I should have been a cowboy.
Toby Keith and his Country Comes to Town Tour.
That's so local.
Thursday, October 14th at the Extreme Arena, powered by MediaCom.
How do you let me
Toby Keith. Tickets are on sale now at the venue box office and extremearena.com.
Whiskey for my man.
Toby Keith and his Country Comes to Town Tour. Special guest, Matt Stell. Thursday, October 14th at the Extreme Arena, powered by MediaCom. Produced by Pepper Entertainment.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
And we welcome you back. Gym Class for Friday coming your way here on KGYM. You heard about the Toby Keith concert. Tickets are now on sale for Toby Keith. The first concert, at least announcement, as far as the Extreme Arena is concerned. And more tickets, the final tickets to be won, coming your way today on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And that is coming up between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Find out more at KGYMradio.com. Barry Abrams set to join us right now. We appreciate him coming with us. Talks horse racing with us. Puts on a daily one-minute commentary on thoroughbred racing called The Far Turn. You can find it on his social media feeds. You can also check out the Daily Wager on ESPN Plus as we get ready for the 147th Run for the Roses. At its usual spot, Barry, it's great to talk with you once again, and it's great to have the Derby back on the first Saturday in May.
Yeah, all two people watched it last year on the first weekend of college football. This is much better.
Well, three, I watched it.
Yeah, I mean, I watched it, but it was hard to get any airtime anywhere with college football starting. This is much more our speed.
Indeed. Indeed.
Is this a prohibitive favorite that we have in this race?
Oh, no, no, no. This is a wide-open race, which sounds like a cliche. I mean, Essential Quality is favorite in the Derby, and he's been very consistent. Won all five of his starts. He was the champion last year at age two. Of course, the Derby's only open to horses age three. So he's done nothing wrong. But what my question, guys, is have we – like, this is what he is. Like, you've seen enough. I've seen enough. I think a lot of experts have seen enough to say this is what he is. And, look, his best may be better than everyone else's best when all is said and done. But I think there are some others who have a chance to really get better, like the bully that you had in middle school who wasn't so much of a bully when he got to high school. Mm. And so I think there are horses who have a lot of upside, and we haven't seen the best of them yet.
Who would that be? Who are a couple of examples there that you're looking at?
Well, the horse I love here is Rock Your World, who is the second choice in this race. He's only run three times, and two of them were on grass. And he won them both, and then won on dirt. The Kentucky Derby is a dirt race. He won the Santa Anita Derby over what I think has been the best field this year. I think the best horses come from California, and he was the best of them in the most important race to prepare for the Kentucky Derby. But he's only run three times. Didn't run at age two. Now, of course, Justify won the Triple Crown without running at age two. But before that, you have to go back 132 years before it happened again. So that's the knock against him. But he's one of these horses that runs up near the early lead, which would keep him clear of all that traffic with 19 horses in this race. And if he gets a clean trip, to me, he's the best horse. I think he's got more upside than we've seen.
Barry, known agenda is a 6-1 and a very good horse. But drawing a pole position, a post position, didn't do him any favors because we know the history of those horses. Todd Pletcher couldn't have been too happy.
No, I mean, let's put it this way, guys. On the one hand, yeah, you don't want to go from the rail because you're close to the rail, and that leaves you very few options of what to do. And if you're not careful, the field swarms around you, especially a field of 19. There was one scratch, so we're down to 19. That's a problem. But there is a new starting gate for all three of us who watched the race last September. It used to be that you had two starting gates, a gate of 14 and then one of six that were kind of joined together by a couple of poles. And that ended up leaving the horse going from the one post much closer to that rail. Now there's one big gate that has 20 stalls in it. And now that there's only 19 horses, Known Agenda is going to break not from the one post. He's going to be number one, but he's actually going to go probably from the two post. Everybody's going to move over one. So I don't think that's going to be as much of a problem. The big problem with him is that, you know, hey, it's spring. We like when things are green outside. But when a horse is green, that's not good. And by green, we mean he's still learning how to do this. And so in the Florida Derby, which was his most recent race, which he won, he was running very awkwardly. He was bearing out to the middle of the racetrack instead of running straight. He was what we call switching leads, which means if you were to get down on all fours right now on your hands and knees and start walking, your hands would not wind up side by side next to each other. One would be in front of the other as you walk to help you keep your balance. When a horse goes around the turn counterclockwise, as we do here in North America, the horse has to run on his left lead so he doesn't fall over, which means that when he hits the stretch, the straightaway, you want him to switch to his right lead so his muscles don't get tired. Known Agenda was switching leads all over the place. Like, the jockey could not keep him straight. So this is not the time to practice that here in the Kentucky Derby. Talented, yes, very green. Now, could he figure it out tomorrow? Sure he could. But that's asking a lot, and I would shy away from him.
Barry Abrams joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM as we come your way in a Friday edition of the program. And, yes, King Fury was the horse that had to scratch earlier today, correct?
Yes, he spiked a little fever, and he'll live to fight another day. But like with any child you have who's sick, you've got to nurse him back to health first.
Yeah, and so he will not be running. So, like you mentioned, 19 horses will go to the post. Tell us about Hot Rod Charlie coming out of the nine hole. A lot of people like him.
Oh, yeah, and I can totally see why. He's a horse that will be near the front early. He won't necessarily have the lead, but he's what you call tactical, meaning you can put him anywhere. And he normally will run near the front, and that also will serve him well in a race with a lot of traffic. He, like I said, I think the horses coming from California are the strongest, and though he won his last race in Louisiana, the Louisiana Derby, he is trained in California by a trainer, Doug O'Neill, who has won two Kentucky Derbies. And so, you know, I think this horse is definitely a live shot. He's a great story with a bunch of college guys from the Ivy League who just graduated not long ago. They were looking for something to keep them together. So they bought a few horses, you know, they pooled their money, and this was their third one, and lo and behold, they're in the Kentucky Derby. It's just, it's a good, feel-good story all around, and this horse has a real chance.
Barry, you always have to keep an eye on Bob Baffert's entrance, and that is Medina Spirit, who's never finished worse than second. How about this horse?
You know, you can look at him two ways. Number one, he hasn't been passed by a lot of horses. You can also say he hasn't passed a lot of horses. Like, he's been third, second, hasn't really menaced against the leaders of those races. He just kind of runs very evenly. And, you know, yes, he comes from California, and I said the California horses have been the best ones. The thing is, Churchill Downs' spring season started last Saturday, and they ran Saturday, and then they ran Tuesday, Wednesday, and they're running straight through here this week. Only today has the track allowed horses coming from behind to win. It's been front runners every day on the main track until today. So Medina Spirit is more or less a front runner. And I said, Bob Baffert can't really rule him out, even though he's not great, because the track is playing to him. But now that the track seems to have gotten fair, where anybody can win, the come-from-behinders and the early leaders, I would look elsewhere than Medina Spirit. It's hard to bet against Bob Baffert and John Velasquez, the jockey who won last year together on Authentic. John Velasquez has 3 derbies. Bob Baffert has 6. But I don't think this horse is good enough to win.
Yeah. Barry, is there kind of a long shot that you're looking at or like a little bit maybe to win place or show?
Soup and sandwich.
I'll give you a couple here. I mean, again, I think horses coming from behind are going to have a bit of a problem here because of traffic. So you look for horses that are a little more forwardly placed, as they say. And the two that I'm looking at break side by side. In the 10 post is Midnight Bourbon, a name that's very easy to like and to root for, with the ageless Mike Smith, 55-year-old Mike Smith, who won the Triple Crown 3 years ago with Justify. Midnight Bourbon is a horse that will be up near the front. He had some traffic trouble. He was just not necessarily good enough, but he's been getting better all the while. He's 20-1. Right next to him is Dynamic One, who is trained by Todd Pletcher, ridden by the Eclipse Award winning Jose Ortiz. This is a horse that looked like a sure winner his last time out of New York. He was overtaken by a long shot, also trained by Todd Pletcher, who is in this race, Bourbonic. But Dynamic One looked like a winner all the way, and he has trained lights out here at Churchill Downs. He's definitely a wise guy horse, and he, too, is 20-1. Definitely take a look at them.
Barry, we have a question from a listener on our text line, 0978. Any chance for the 3-horse Brooklyn Strong?
He was the last horse to get in. There have been a lot of defections here, horses who either got hurt or their trainers thought were just not good enough. I mean, Brooklyn Strong just hasn't run that much. We just haven't seen that much of him. And it's tough to think that this horse is going to jump up that much to win the biggest race in the country. He might get better as the year goes on, but I don't think tomorrow's his day.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned at the outset of this interview that not so fast as far as giving everything to essential quality. With that being said, is that kind of the same thinking as far as a potential run at the Triple Crown this year? Just too level of a playing field this year?
I wouldn't even use the word level playing field. I would say that there have been a number of upset winners here, horses who had one good day at big odds who have won prep races for the Kentucky Derby, like Helium winning the Tampa Bay Derby. So there really hasn't been the consistency except for essential quality. And I'll give you another one, another potential long shot here. Not sure he's quite good enough, but highly motivated going from the 17. All of his races look exactly the same in terms of the statistical numbers that handicappers use to analyze these races. He runs his race every time. He's going to get a clear post from the 17. He's got a long run into the turn, but he's going to be in the clear. I don't know whether he can win the Triple Crown, but he's also been very consistent. Rock Your World, we don't know how good he is. And like I said, a bunch of these others, we don't know how good some of them are. But Essential Quality has been the only one who's really been consistent at a level you would expect to win the Kentucky Derby. A lot of these others have been one-hit wonders so far.
Hey, Barry, in general, in thoroughbred racing, how has it weathered the coronavirus storm?
That's a good question, guys. And racing really never shut down. It shut down for a short time in some places, not at all in others. And of course, you know, racing was set up even before these other sports to allow betting at home. And most wagering these days happens off track by people betting on their phones or going to betting parlors before the coronavirus. So it actually did pretty well. Everybody lost something, and, you know, TV ratings are down for sports as well. But at least for a while, with racing as the only game in town, people started to migrate over. Now, the big question will be, let's say, next year when people can start going to games again and betting as well, how will racing weather that storm? But it actually did reasonably well during the coronavirus. And part of the reason for that quickly is because these tracks in many cases are self-contained mini cities where the grooms and the hot walkers and the exercise riders all live in dormitories on the back stretch. So the only people leaving, at least in the area where the horses are the trainers and the riders. And in the case of, say, Santa Anita in California, they actually brought in these plush mobile trailers. The riders would come in on the first day of the racing week. They would check in, and they would not leave until the last race after the last day of the racing week. They'd stay like Thursday through Sunday. And so with that, racing was able to continue, and they didn't lose as much as they as many of the other sports did. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. And hopefully, what's the weather forecast look like, first of all, tomorrow?
It looks beautiful. Now, it was beautiful in September last year, but the last two May races, 19 and 18, it was pretty wet. Now, that will not be a problem. There was rain Wednesday night and Thursday yesterday, but Churchill Downs, probably more than any other dirt track in the country, dries out very, very well. In fact, like I said, I think it's really made the track more even in the way it plays. So it actually was probably a benefit that they got some rain early this week. But the track and the weather conditions should not be a factor at all tomorrow.
Yeah. And
who are you putting your $2 on, Barry?
I like Rock Your World here. I know he's the second choice. You don't make a ton of money here just putting a win bet on him. But if he is clear of traffic, and I think he will be by, you know, getting a good forward position, I think he's the best horse in this race.
Hmm. Mark, he did not mention Soup and Sandwich, yours.
No, he didn't.
He's the most well-bred horse in this race, without question. And he's owned, of course, by Charlotte Weber, the heir to the Campbell Soup fortune. And most of her horses have Soup or Sandwich somewhere in their titles. But even with all that breeding, this horse has been very erratic through the spring. He's been very headstrong, fighting the exercise riders this week in practice, and I just can't see how he's going to run a nice, steady race on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, it'll be fun to see some folks there enjoying things, and we'll be enjoying it here from Iowa. But, Barry, always great to talk with you. You're going to try something tomorrow, too, a second screen experience for the Derby.
Yeah, we've never done that before. I have a daily commentary I put up on my social media feeds. You can find it on my YouTube page. The name of the commentary is The Far Turn. So you can find it there on YouTube or on my Twitter handle, B. Abrams Voice, and Instagram, B. Abrams Voice. So tomorrow we're going to try something a little cool. Put the race on TV. Put me on your phone. You can send questions. We'll take some. We'll answer what we can. We're going to go up at 5 o'clock Central. The race is at 5:30. And we'll just hang out and have some fun. So if you're around, give it a shot. We've never done it before. I can't promise how it's going to go, but hey, let's try it.
Hey, that's all you can do. Give it a try once. It might be the hit of the century. We'll see how it plays out. But thanks for the information, Barry. Always fun talking with you, and we'll talk with you before we get to Baltimore.
Love it, guys. Thanks so much.
All right. Barry Abrams joining us here in the gym class on KGYM. And, of course, as he talked about, he's got the daily one-minute commentary on thoroughbred racing called The Far Turn. Also check out the Daily Wager on ESPN+. And, he's... Rock Your World is who Barry likes. Rock Your World. We're going to have our picks coming up later on. Do we go win, place, or show, Mark, or are we just giving our
gonna
pick?
Going to be enough of an effort for me to pick one horse, so let's do that.
I am going to go win, place, and show. I'm just going to throw that out there. I am going to give you win, place, or show. At least what I'm looking at.
All right, I will do the same.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back 3:48 here in the gym class on KGYM. Back with more after this.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything right now at Menards. Give a beautiful, rich color to your projects with Minwax Wood Finish. Minwax is a penetrating stain that enhances all types of wood. All quarts and gallons are 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through May 1st. Savings are mail and rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The Colonels are back after 603 days without a game, and it's time to party at the park. Opening night for your Cedar Rapids Colonels is Tuesday, May 4th. Get ready for exciting Colonels baseball, fresh popcorn, tasty hot dogs, ice cold beverages, and fireworks after every Saturday game. Great seats are still available for games this season, so visit Colonels.com for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
This is Colonels manager Brian Dinkelman. We'll see you at the ballpark for exciting entertainment for the whole family this summer.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Designer face masks, DIY haircuts. In a world full of things you never thought possible, here's one more. Now you can get the same high-quality insurance from Allstate, but at a new low rate. Drivers who switched and saved averaged $718. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Reported average annual savings when switching auto by new customers surveyed who saved with Allstate in 2019. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Not available in every state. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Farm Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Syntech is back and better than ever at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntech is a premium full synthetic motor oil option at an affordable price. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntech full synthetic and a Wix filter for just $29.99. Syntech is formulated for today's engines to minimize friction, heat, and wear. Try Syntech today exclusively at
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back. Friday edition of the Gym Class rolls on here on KGYM. Thanks for joining us. Do appreciate it. As we'll have second and third round coverage of the NFL draft coming your way tonight. And that gets underway at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock this evening. That'll be on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM and 106.3 FM. It'll be Twins baseball coming up a little bit later on at 6:30. The Twins and the Kansas City Royals, Mark, I do believe, tonight.
Even though it's only April going into May, it's a huge series for the Twins especially. I mean, if the Royals sweep the Twins in three games, all of a sudden the Twins are 10 out. Yes, that's going to be hard to overcome. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. We can pass this along. This just coming out in the last 15 minutes or so while we were talking with Barry Abrams. The University of Iowa has announced their new president, Mark. It is Barbara Wilson is the new president. She comes to Iowa from the University of Illinois system, where she was the executive vice president and the vice president for academic affairs. 63 years old, will take office on July the 15th of this year.
Welcome, Wilson.
Indeed, indeed. 319-366-1600. The soccer world is on its ear right now. Women's soccer world, Mark. The Hawkeyes are really close to pulling off a stunner.
Not so fast, my friend. UCLA has just tied it.
Ah.
With only 5 minutes left in the game. It's 1-1 UCLA and Iowa. The Hawkeyes so close to pulling off a 1-0 victory, and now going to have to do even more special to knock off the number 3 ranked team.
Yeah. Well, no matter what happens, it's been a great run for the Hawkeyes. No doubt about that. And who knows? Maybe they'll find a little magic and keep things going. We'll see how that all plays out. But they are 1-1 right now, late in the ball game, as that one continues on in NCAA play. 319-366-1600 as the draft rounds 2 and 3 will come up this evening. The round table, Mark, asking how the Dolphins did last night, how we would grade the Miami Dolphins pick. I love Jalen Waddle. Absolutely think it's great. They were going to get a receiver, and when Pitts went out, they had to get the wide receiver. I think that was a good one. And then they went with Jalen Phillips, an edge guy from the U, and they needed that guy too. So I think a very good first night for the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, that's, I think, very solid. I like Waddle a lot. And not to pander to the Bruners and Davidsons and whatnot, but I think very solid for the Dolphins.
I would agree. I would agree on that. In case you missed it earlier on, starting off the program today, college basketball, big news. Former Cyclone Rashear Bolton is going to be a Gonzaga Bulldog, as he is going to play for Mark Few and the Zags up in Spokane, Washington. Announcing that on Twitter a little bit earlier on today. Best of luck to him, and he will be thrust into the spotlight with probably a top three team. I don't think there's any doubt about that, depending on what happens as far as the NBA draft is concerned. But best of luck to Rashear Bolton out there. Draft continues tonight. We'll talk about it on Monday. We'll talk about the weekend that was in the world of sports. We'll do that with Dan Shanka, talking NFL, and you out there coming up on the Monday edition of the program right here on KGYM. Wedge weighing in. The highlight of the draft so far was Kuiper's tie. Better than the hair of Mel Kuiper. They showed a picture.
His hair has regressed.
Yeah, it has. I was just going to say, they showed a picture of Mel from, I think, 15 years ago or something like that. And the hair, not quite as spectacular as it once was. Still solid, but still, it's, you know, like the rest of us, Mel is getting, you know, is getting older each subsequent year. And the hair is just not quite as spectacular as it once was. But still,
that's the time.
Yeah, still doing very well. Still doing well. It's a solid B grade for the Kuiper hair going out there. We'll start to see some local folks, I think. Damian Nixon should get his name called tonight at some point.
Yeah, perhaps the big tackle at UNI. Perhaps Ellison Smith from UNI. We shall see. Larrick Jackson and Chauncey Golston from Iowa shouldn't be too far behind.
No, I think you're going to see Brown of UNI go tonight. Maybe, I'm going to say probably in the third round, but I think you're going to see him go. All right. Do you want to give your pick first, or you want me to go first?
Yeah, I'll go ahead.
Go ahead.
And please, this is not for betting purposes because I'm very much an amateur, but I do play from now and then. To win the race, I'm going to go with Hot Rod Charlie. Out of the nine hole at 9-1 presently, just to nip the favorite Essential Quality. And then to round out my top three, I'm going to go with Midnight Bourbon, 20-1 out of the 10 hole.
Were you looking?
No. We're not in the same room.
I know. 1-3, I also like Hot Rod Charlie. I would put my hard-earned cash on him. Hot Rod Charlie to win. I like Rock Your World second, but I do like Midnight Bourbon to come in the third spot. And I must say it's probably due to the fact that I like the name, but also a quality horse. And I think he will do well tomorrow. But, yeah, we'll review the Derby. We'll talk about Valspar with Zach Johnson in contention in the top 10. Great to see Zach, and hopefully he will do well over the weekend and keep it going and maybe get another PGA win, tour event win. So that'll be good. We'll see how it all plays out. But good weekend, the first weekend. The month of May starts tomorrow and should be a good one and going to be a warm one tomorrow. No doubt about that. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next right here on KGYM. Again, Dan Shanka of Arlad Scouting Service to review the draft. And take your questions how your team did, how an individual did, and we'll know where some free agents are going on Monday as well here on the program. And you and Buttons. Buttons is fishing tomorrow. I know he's going to have a good day. And you have a good weekend as well, Mark.
I will indeed. And too bad UCLA is just taking a 2-1 lead on the Iowa women's soccer team. 28 seconds left.
They toyed with the Hawkeyes' emotions. The final will come up with Todd and Alex. They're coming your way next on KGYM. Have a great weekend. We'll talk with you Monday at 3.
When you call a Dell Technologies advisor, you're talking to someone who isn't waiting for their turn to speak, but who actually wants to hear what you have.